I want to express on behalf of the whole Mechina and myself a deep hakaras hatov to Uri Deutsch for coming here this evening. It's Mesiras Nefesh, giving up a lot to travel back and forth, and it's very, very much appreciated. Rav Uri is not only a rav of a very large shul in Lakewood, but he is unofficially a rav to half of Lakewood. He is a most sought-after speaker, a most sought-after poisek, a most sought-after miyayetz. He is somebody who's really, really something special. The 12th grade and myself were zeichet to hear a marvelous shiur from him this evening. And I would say, if he'd come just to Baltimore to say that shiur, dayenu. But Baruch Hashem, he's joining us tonight, and it's a very special comment for us. I also have a personal thank you to Uri. His father and I have been friends since our growing up years, teenagers in London, which was quite a few years ago. And we've kept up the shaykhus, and after I came to Baltimore, not long after, Rav Uri and his wife also moved to Baltimore. It was nice to have somebody who understood the culture that I grew up in shared with. So it's a pleasure, in terms of the Mechina, a personal pleasure to ask Rav Uri to say divrei Torah, his divrei Torah for us.
We're still in the afterglow of Zman Matan Teresayim. There are those shittas that were of the opinion that we extend the Yom Tov period of Shavuos for another 6 days after Yom Tov. And the practical ramifications of that is that there are those who have the custom not to say Tachnun, and there are those who are of the opinion that in Chutz La'aretz, when we have 2 days of Atzeres, 2 days of Shavuos, that 7 day period is calculated to include Yom Tov Sheni, in which case today is the last of those days. And we find two remarkable discussions in the Achrenim regarding this period. The first is a din that Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch says, where he suggests that if one didn't say Shechionu for the Kedushas HaZman of Yom Tov, Shavuos, then one can say it in the 6 days following. Chiddush, that's much discussed by the Achrenim. Rafal Volozhiner in his Sefer Teres Rafal discusses this at length and argues very strongly against this Chiddush. But it gives us an inkling of, shall we say, what the afterglow of Zman Matan Teresenu creates. There's also a Chiddush which Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin considers in his Sefer, in which he says that one can perhaps still fulfill Chazal's dictum of b'mekabel pnei rabbi b'regel in the days after Zman Matan Teresim. And the Neid Bihuda in the Tshuva explains that the concept of b'mekabel pnei rabbi b'regel is because there is, in the language of the Neid Bihuda, a special hashra'a, a special insight that the Rebbe receives on Yom Tov, and we go to be mekabel pnei Rabbi b'regel to benefit from that enhanced Torah. And so, according to the Neid of Yehuda, some of the glow of the Yom Tov, even at its, in the way that it impacts Esek HaTorah, is present in the days following Shavuos. Whether this does or doesn't apply technically to today, we're familiar with the opinion of the Ramban in his reckoning of the Tayag Mitzvahs, that there is a specific mitzvah of living, being zeiche, Maimed Harsinai, constantly. We live as Yidden with Maimed Harsinai. And if we look carefully at the language of the Psukim that describes Maimed Harsinai, there is a strong emphasis on two senses involved in Kabbalah Sakhira. One is Ri'iyah, sight. Atem Ri'isem, Kimin Hashemayim Diber Hashem Imachim. V'kol ha'om royim es ha'koylos. Second sense is the sense of Shmiel. Bavur Yishma ha'om bedabri imach. It involves a sense of shmir, a sense of listening. What's unique about those two chushim, those two senses that seem to be so emphasized in the psukim? As we know, Klal Yisrael merited the nevuah, ponim dibra Hashem imochem. Nevuah, the Ramchal describes, and the language of the Rambam implies that way also, is an all-encompassing experience. It's an overwhelming sensation of interacting with Dvar Hashem. But yet we find that specifically the sense of Re'ir and Shmir is emphasized. And perhaps we can explain this based on a concept which the Gro speaks about in his Biurei Agadois, in his commentary to Agadata on Brachas on Daflov. The Gemara there brings a statement where Rabbi Noah said that Ilmoli, the Ayin had Roshus, if the eye's perception would be more expansive than it is, then we'd be able to perceive what the Gemara describes as Mazikim, that the world is full of something called Mazikim. The actual Gemara is not relevant to these Dibrei Torah. But the Gro says that from this Gemara we learn that somehow the ability of a person to see is attenuated. It's been limited. Somehow a person, says the Gro, on the one hand has the capacity to see, but that capacity to see has somehow been limited. And the Gro says that this is what's meant when Sukkim speak about towards the end of Sefer Dvarim, the concept of Hanistorois LaHashem Elokeinu, VaHanigloys Lanu LaHameinu. There are things which we are allowed to see, and things which are called Nistorois. The Gro says Nistorois implies something which is potentially visible. It should be something which we can perceive, but our Ayin has been limited. The Gro says that when Adam HaRishon was Chayta, the Gan Eden Mikadim, when Adam HaRishon brought Misa to the world, the Gro says that that particularly impacted the ability to exercise one's Re'iyah and one's Shmiyah to the fullest extent that was possible previously. He says because when Adam HaRishon was Chayta, that the result was that Misa came to the world is not a coincidental consequence. It means that when the Rebbeinu Shalom placed it in Adam HaRishon, Vayipa Ba'afav Nishmas Chaim, that means the essence of Adam HaRishon was Neshama, and a Neshama is Netzach. When Adam HaRishon was Chayte, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Ofar Ato. Adam HaRishon had reduced himself to his definition being a composite of Guf and Nefesh. Once Adam HaRishon had been reduced to offer, then like any other material being, he was subject to decay, he was subject to Misa. Therefore, says the Gro, the Chet of Adam HaRishon took Adam HaRishon as being primarily Vayipa Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, an Adam HaRishon who was able to be Roya Misaifa Oilam Ba'at Saifa. And Adam HaRishon, who in the Lashon Chazal, of course, is Advar Nistan, he was Gavoya, Chamesh Meisama Vasamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kapo Yumi Achay. Adam HaRishon, as a spiritual being, was dimensionless. And when he reduced himself through Chet, his definition became that of a Gashmi. and therefore he was subject to the properties of any Dover Gashmi. Says the Gro, part of that becoming Gashmi affected Adam Arishan's Choshen. And Adam Arishan, who previously could see Nisayfa Ilam Bat Sayfa, was now limited in his Riyah. And so says the Gro, particularly the sense of Riyah and Shmir were impacted. In the commentary of Rav Avram ben Hagro, Rav Avram the son of the Gro, that's on the margins of the Sefer, he says, why is it that the Gro, his father, particularly emphasized the fact that the Chush HaShmir and the Chush HaRiyah were attenuated? Surely everything, every aspect of Adam's existence was impacted and became more material, became Megushan in the language of the Kadmeim. And he says, because the Chush of Riyah and the Chush HaShmir, sight and hearing, are Chushin Sichliyim Dakim. Those are senses which are most directly related to a person's intellect. And he says that's evident by the fact that they are close to the Moyach of the person, they're in proximity to the brain. And he says, and those are primarily senses which are associated with insight and Torah. We are Shemeya Diriter, Shemeya Nias Divri Chavera, Roya Nias Divri Plain. The Chush HaRiyah and Chush HaShmir are primarily faculties through which we perceive the depth of Torah. And those, says the Goyim, particularly were impacted by the Chet of Adam Rishon, and therefore there exists, says the Gro, a world called Nistoris, which are La Hashem Elokeinu, and we're left to realize. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Matan Torah elevated Klal Yisrael to a level which the Gemara describes as Poska Zuhamasol. Some of the impact of Chet Adam Arishan was released to Shas Matan Torah. Based on this Gro, we can suggest that at the point when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give, it was coming to give Torah La'am Yisrael, and wanted Klal Yisrael to be able to be Mekabel Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam reinstated the Chush of Riyah and Shmir, so that our perception of Torah could be whole. Because as the Goyin says, as long as we were impacted by the Zuhama of Adam Arishan, our Riyah and Shmir is Megushan. And at the point where Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be Nois and Torah L'am Yisrael, give Klal Yisrael the ability to fully perceive Dvar Hashem, it was necessary for Poska Zuhamasan to reverse and reinstate the Chush HaRiyah Rashim. And therefore, Deko we find in emphasized in the Psukim of Matan Torah, the Chush of Riyah and Shmir, the Chush of sight and the Chush of hearing. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim in Shan Gimel in Perek Yud Aleph in Hagor in the note, he seems to have a version of the Mechilta which we don't, where he says that not just the Mechilta says on the Pasuk of Kol Ha'om Goyim HaSakolos, that the Mechilta says that Klal Yisrael were able to see what ordinarily is only heard, he has a version which says the reverse is also true, that Klal Yisrael was able to hear what ordinarily is only seen. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that to mean that Shmir refers to what we can understand but can't experience, and Riyah refers to what we experience viscerally, sensually, but we don't necessarily grasp the full depth of. He says when Klal Yisrael were able to be when Klal Yisrael were able to be Shemeya Es Anira and Roya Es Nishma, it refers to the ability to perceive the deepest essence of something which you can only appreciate on a surface level. We then heard it in a way and were shemayat in a way that we couldn't before. That was accomplished, says the Nefesh HaChaim b'Shas Matan Torah. Vehemeim hadvarim. At the point where the Chush HaRiyah and Chush HaShmir was reinstated, then our ability to perceive the depth of reality beyond was reinstated. And therefore we were able to be Roya Es HaNishma and Shemei Es HaNishma. What was ordinarily beyond us because of its profundity and depth became understandable experientially. And so too we could perceive, says Nefesh HaChaim, the greatest depth of something which ordinarily remained hidden. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Fate tells us that when Klal Yisrael fell at Kreit HaEgel, or according to the Gra, this began when Klal Yisrael asked Daber Ato B'Neshma, Klal Yisrael lost that level of what the Gemara describes based on the Pasuk in Tehillim from yesterday's Shir Shal Yoyim, Elokim Atem U'Bnei Elyon Kulchem. We lost it. So does that mean that there's no longer an ability to gain that depth of insight, that ability to be Royas Anishma and Shemaya Amir? Has that been lost? Have we lost that gain? Did we lose it? The Gra in his Pirush to Mishlei on the Pasuk on Tehillim where David HaMelech asks Mistaris Nakeni, again referring to the concept of Mistaris, says the Gra, a Talmud Chacham who dedicating himself to Limud can ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to roll back that blinker, that blinder, and be zeicher to perceive Mistaris. The Gra is therefore telling us that it's despite that after Matan Torah, the automatic level of Elokim Atum Bnei Elchuchem was lost, but there remained a vehicle by which to regain it to a great extent, which is through dedication to Limud HaTorah. And therefore, says the Gra, the plea of the Talmud Chacham is, Minisaris Nakeni. Rabbeinu Shem, allow that my perception shouldn't be trivial. It shouldn't be blinkered, it shouldn't be limited. Reb Chaim Shem Levitz used to say about his son-in-law, Reb Nachum Pratzovitz's ability to perceive nuances in Rishonim, Echot andere Eugen, he has different eyes. He sees what others don't see. As Bnei Aliyah, as growing, budding Talmidei Chachamim, the greatest gift we want to merit from our Melus HaTorah is we want to merit the perspective of a Ben Torah. We want to be able to be zeicher to be Nistoris Nakeni. We don't want our perspective on the world to be trivial and to be shallow. Our Shifa is depth, profundity, a view of the amitius of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Bria. Ministaris Nakeni, says the Gra, is the plea of the Talmud Chacham, that my eyes shouldn't remain Magushim. I should be zeicher to some of the perception of what's called Da'as Torah, Da'itah Shel Torah. There's a Remez Nifla in the Sefer Imri Noyam from the Jikima, where he says that in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, Rashi, we're familiar from the Tiras Kainim, introduces us to a term called Amelim Batayram. Amelus, not Limud, not Kriya, Amelus. Says the Jikiva in Imri Noyam, Amelus comes from the Lashon of the Sugya and the Sechta Psachim in the beginning of Pelug Eva Urim, a form of Chometz Meishah, is Amilom Shal Tabachim. Amilom Shal Tabachim, Rashi explains, was a substance that was used to remove the zuama of the tabshil, the remainder, what sticks in the cooking pot after something's prepared. Says the Imri Noyam, Amelus Batura draws out zuama. It reverses the zuama that Matan Torah does. There remains forever embedded in Torah a koyach called Amelus Batura, which acts like Amilon Shal Tabachim to draw out zuama. To draw out the limitations that our Wachushim have, to reinstate the Koyach of Re'ir and Shmir. We want to be Zeicha Be'ezer Hashem, not just to be Loim De'ezer Hasecha, but in order to be called what we call in Birchas HaTorah, that we should be aware of Shem Hashem. Kulonu Yoidei Shemecha Ve'loim De'ezer Hasecha. a shame, describing Rabbi Yisrael as a shame means the way the Rabbi Yisrael has allowed us to perceive his presence in the Bria. We want the ultimate goal of Limud HaTorah to be that we could be Yoidei Shemecho, we could be connected Kiryachol to the reality of the Gilui of Shema Yisbarach. We want to have the eyes of Talmid HaChachamim. We want to be able to be Zeicha to the Nistaris Nakeni. The Zechira of Ma'amad Hasini, as we mentioned from the Ramban, is we're mentioning what we were when we were by Har Sinai itself. We're remembering Atem Re'isim Kim Hashemayim Dibarti Imachem. We're remembering that we were Oyle Nis'ala to hear the Dvar Hashem. We're remembering that there's something called Pascha Zuhamasa, which Aramelos Batera is there to bring us back to. That's what we're striving for. We're striving to become what are called through and through B'nai Torah. Rav Huna points out that if we look at the writings of Chaim Volozhin, when he established the Shivas Volozhin, he says that there was a subtle change in terminology which Rav Chaim Volozhin introduced. He says that until then, the common term to refer to the Yeshiva Bachar was a Talmud of the Yeshiva. And Rav Chaim Volozhin has shifted the use to a Ben Yeshiva. Said a Talmud means someone who absorbs knowledge. Mirabu. A Ben Yeshiva means this is where he receives Chaim. Like an Av being Chaya a Ben. Ben Yeshiva means our life is Yeshiva. We live here. We don't just learn here, we live here. The Kiheim Chayenu V'Orech Yomenu is felt and is in the place where we fulfill Uvo'ed Ne'eget Yoyim B'Lev. That's what it means to be not just a Talmud HaYeshiva, but to be a Ben Yeshiva. But there's another aspect that the Yeshiva Rabbi Bach still emphasizes. And you would say a Ben Yeshiva also means that the Yachas between is coming to emphasize the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Chaveri Torah Ki'ilu Yoldoi. Ben Yeshiva also means a Rabbeim of bringing us. So everyone has learned the sugya. The end of Eilam Mitzias, L'chaye Oilam Haba. Our Rabbeim are a conduit of Chaye Netzach for us. That also connects us to a Yeshiva, not just as Talmidim, but as Ba. And this would be the bracha to the Messiah, to be Zeicha to go Mechoyel El Choyel. To be Zeicha in the Lashon of the Hadron, Aschel El Messiah Misfarim Acher. But above all, to have she'ifas, to have the tzura, the gadlus, the shir koyma, the perspective, the nikius hadas, so that every one of us, be'ez Hashem, can be zeicha, to be nistaris nakeini, till be'ez koyot tzedek, and here be'ez koyot tzedek.